الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره The night of Qadr is a very extraordinary opportunity for all of us. And as you know, for us followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam, the possibility of having night of Qadr in any night of Ramadan fixed is one of three: 19th, 21st, and 23rd. But other Muslims have different ideas, and sometimes there is no harmony, but they think it's most likely to be 27th. But we have 19th or 21st and 23rd. And some people ask sometimes that why in the dua of 27th, the day of 27th, there is a mention of night of Qadr. And just quickly I say that in those duas of the days of months of Ramadan, the pronoun does not refer to the day. It refers to the months. For example, we have in some of duas, Asharihi. So Ashari doesn't mean Ashar of one day. So if you come across, you know, the dua of 27th and you see there's mention of night of Qad, don't be surprised. For us, it's either 19th or 21st or 23rd. But among these three, as you know, 21 and 23rd are more likely. And we have certain ahadith which says night of Qad is one of these two. And among, again, these two, the 23rd is the most likely. You may have heard the story of Juhani, who was one of the people who lived in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And told the Prophet that I am not able to attend all these three nights. I live outside Medina, I have my family, my cattle. All my life is based outside city. And there is no one to look after, you know, my property, my house, my animals. So the Prophet whispered to his ears something. The Prophet didn't want to say in public that which night is the night of Qadr. Because the whole point in hiding night of Qadr in these three nights is to make people prepare themselves and appreciate the night of Qadr more. Because when something is very important, you make lots of preparation for that. When you are waiting for someone and prepare yourself, then you can better appreciate. So, Juhani left Medina, and all the people were looking for the time that Juhani returns to Medina. The night of 19th, he didn't come to Medina. Night of 21st, he didn't. And night of 23rd, they saw that he is coming with his family, children, cattle, even animals he brought all to Medina. So they realized that the Prophet must have mentioned secretly that the night of 23rd. And we have in Mafatih al-Janan by Sheikh Abbas Qummi that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was very ill in a month of Ramadan. But then when it was the night of Eve of 23rd, Imam asked to take him to the, you know, mosque and have a special a'mal and, you know, things for night of 23rd. Imam didn't do that for 21 or 19th. And also Lady Fatima to Zahra, Salamullah alayha. As you know, was planning in advance so that all members of her family could be awake in the night of 23rd, having a special food, not making, you know, their stomach, you know, full of food, and don't letting them to sleep, so that they can enjoy the blessings of the night of 23rd. So the night of 23rd is most likely to be the night of Qadr, although some people have the idea that it may vary from year to year, but overall it seems that night of 23rd is the case. There are certain things about night of Qadr which make us to understand the value of night of Qadr better. First of all, we must know that the night of Qadr is the night in which the Quran was revealed. So it's very important night, because this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for humanity forever, not for a limited time, is revealed in such a night. So it's very important. But more important than this is that Quran was revealed in this night because this night is valuable in itself. This night is blessed. So instead of Quran or revelation of Quran blessing this night was already blessed. And this was why this night was capable to be a good temporal context for the revelation of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Dukhan, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. We revealed the Quran in a blessed night. So means this night was already blessed before the revelation of Quran. This is very important. The other point about this night is that this night is the night of also peace. Salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. So if we are after peace, confidence, tranquility in our heart, this is the best time to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the whole setup of this night is to secure peace for the inhabitants of this world. The other point about this night is that in this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides about the events which are going to happen in the coming year. And for us, more important is what is going to happen to us, about our behavior, about our acts, about people will do about us. Many, many things that somehow relate to us are decided in this night. In the same chapter of Dukhan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلَّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. In this night, in this blessed night, every firm thing is decided and defined. So this is very important, that by being more attentive, more careful, in just few hours, we can secure our benefits for the whole year. You know, sometimes you go, for example, to speak to someone for example, some business or for some, you know, plan, and just maybe it takes 1 hour, but that 1 hour will affect all your life. So it's very important to be very careful in that particular time, because then it will be very difficult to have the same chance, the same opportunity. Maybe it doesn't repeat. Who knows, we are going to be alive next year, and all the opportunities will remain for us. Because there are many things which are not dependent only on us, also depend on other people. So we cannot repeat it. We cannot make it, you know, come back. So this is another aspect of Night of Qadr, which is very important. And I have the idea that may not be necessarily true. And I think Night of Qadr is very special because there is a link in that night between earth and heaven. I don't mean by earth the planet. I mean between Mulk and Malakut. Malakut or King of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always peaceful, is always blessed. Whatever we have is from there. But in this night, there is a sort of projection of all the blessings of heaven onto the earth. And this is why angels descend. تنزل الملائكة. They come down to bless the people, the animals, whatever is there in the universe of Mulk, in this material world. And I think one reason that we should be awake is that we should keep our spirit in Mulk. Because when we sleep, our soul is taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will no longer be in alam mulk. Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtaha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha. So when blessing is distributed, our spirit would be absent. This is my idea, and I think the whole point in revelation of Quran and descendants of angels and lots of recommendations that you should try not to sleep is that something is happening in this world, in this very material world. It means that for a short period of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making this world a mirror for projection or reflection of what is happening in Malakut. And this quickly finishes. So when this opportunity is there, we must make most of it. What should we do in this night? There are certain a'mals that, alhamdulillah, you know what to do, and inshallah you are going to do. But more than these a'mals, which sometimes become just some rituals, is to reflect on what we are going to do, what we are going to say. Because if we just utter some words and we don't know what we say, it's good. I'm not saying it's not good. It's very good, very important. But to mean what we say, to reflect, to contemplate is very important. You know that we have hadith that تَفَكُّرُ سَاعَةً أَفْزَلْ مِنْ عِبَادَةَ السَّنَةً. To think for a while is better than worshipping for a year. Or in some hadith, worshipping 60 years, depending on the quality of your contemplation. So it's very important that tonight, when you are reciting, if possible, if not, at least leave a time of the night just for thinking. Thinking between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let your mind be at rest so that it will be inspired. Because sometimes, you know, we make ourselves very busy with what we say, what we recite, that there is no chance to be inspired. So this is very important. The great Shaykh Saduq, who is a very high, you know, rank muhaddith, you know Shaykh Saduq, he says, the most valuable thing you do in the nights of Qadr is muzakiratul ilm. He is muhaddith. He has seen all the riwayat. You, no one can say Shaykh Saduq was not aware of these riwayat. But still he says the most important thing is muzakiratul ilm. He doesn't say to learn. He says to discuss. To have some sort of listening and speaking about religious issues in the night of Qadr. And Sheikh Muhaddis Qummi, who is himself a great Muhaddis, recent Muhaddis, mentions this. And this is an endorsement of what Sheikh Saduq said. But he mentions this in Arabic, not in Farsi. Although he writes in Farsi, but this part he mentions in Arabic. And I think maybe the reason is that he knows that the people will not listen to him. So he mentioned this for ulama, because people will say, no, we want to do our amal, you know, we don't want to maybe, you know, have any sort of reading or discussion or whatsoever. Anyway, inshallah, have some time for contemplation, for thinking, and inshallah, remember all mu'mineen, and even non-mu'mins, even those who are not believers, remember them in your prayers and pray for all people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala please our Imam Zaman alayhi salam with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him happy with us and include us among his true soldiers and followers. May inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of you whatever you wish and is to your real interest, and whatever he gives to his best servants, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give to all of you. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.